Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I'm your host. My name is Pastor Roland. This is the Pastor Roland Show, otherwise called Talk to a Pastor. I think you're going to like this program. Let's begin with a little reading from a book called The Doctor and the Soul by Viktor E. Frankl. Viktor E. Frankl happened to be in a concentration camp in Nazi Germany. And he wrote some wonderful books. One of them was called Man's Search for Meaning. It's a perennial classic book. Many of you may have read it, or at least you're familiar with it. Well, listen to this little sentence from The Doctor and the Soul by Viktor E. Frankl. And I quote, "Hitherto, psychology has given too little attention to the spiritual reality of man. For the aim of the psychotherapist should be to bring out the ultimate possibilities of the patient, to realize his latent values, remembering the aphorism of Goethe, which might well be adapted to the maxim, to be the maxim of psychotherapy. If we take people as they are, we make them worse. If we treat them as if they were what they ought to be, we help them to become what they are capable of becoming." Let me repeat that one more time for you. But first, let me say that there's an awful lot of palliative care nowadays that goes on. Everything is labeled as a disease. You know, they call it the— now you even have the medicalization of behavior. If somebody's a little upset or they're angry or something awful happens and they're sad, well, then they are said to have this disorder or that disorder. And whenever you hear of somebody being diagnosed with a disorder, what does that mean? That means psychiatric meds. That's what it means. So all a person has to do is make a little mistake, be a little bit upset about something, and instead of looking at the cause, you know, a lot of times when kids get upset, what's the problem? The problem is their parents are fighting, their parents are divorcing, their parents are on drugs, their father is gone. See, there's screaming in the house, or teasing, they're being teased, or they go to school, and it's wall-to-wall tease and cruelty. See, and thievery and gangs and viciousness. See? And pressure. Pressure, pressure, pressure to perform, to do well, to excel. Pressure, pressure, pressure. Okay? Well, so then, now let's listen in light of that. And then the other thing is, you know, the old thing, Jesus accepts me just as I am, just as I am. Well, that's very comforting. That's very comforting, but, what happened to repentance? That's a big change. What happened to restoration, reformation, rebirth? What happened to all of those? See, there ought to be, there, as we are, see, what we are is fallen. What most of us are is fallen creatures, and selfish, and very corrupt. We've been corrupted by hate mainly, corrupted by hate and resentment, and corrupted by promiscuous sex, and corrupted by drugs, and by ambition, and by the music, and by culture. So not as we are. We need to change from what we are. I'll be right back after this announcement. Please stay tuned. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org and look for Mike's Story. My name is Pastor Roland. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor. Yes, Mike's story. He overcame a lot of issues, a lot of mental health issues and emotional issues. Mike's story is like, it's like St. Augustine for modern people. Mike is a really neat guy. He's just a regular guy who overcame all of these issues. He left them all behind. And he tells you how it was when he was in his 20s. You know, how he was, he didn't know where he was going. He didn't know who he was. You know, a lot of times he got unhappy when the football team lost, when the girl didn't agree to go out with him, when he lost his job, when he was interviewed and didn't get hired, so on and so forth. Then he talks about his 30s, the things that happened in his 30s. And he talked about what helped him hang in there, what helped him keep going until the big change occurred. My story, excellent story. Yes, go to www.talktoapastor.org. Look for the link. Link to Mike's story. Now, we were talking about, I said that people, they don't even accept us as we are. See, that's bad enough. If they, as we are, and comfort us as we are. See, if you comfort a thief, see, if you're kind to it, if you love a thief, women know this. Women know this. You have a boyfriend, and he's taking drugs, or he's involved in something that's not good, or he's lazy, or he's good for nothing, or he's something or other. And what happens when you love this boyfriend? What happens? See, he doesn't change. He stays the same. He gets worse. The love that you give him only corrupts him and comforts him as he is. So if you comfort a thief, then the thief stays a thief. You see what I mean? So it doesn't matter how low or vile people are, somebody is there loving them, see? And of course the bartender, well, his job is to love everybody. Everybody that comes into the bar, no matter how awful they may be. Well, he has to be nice to them and comfort them with alcohol, see? So now do you see why alcohol is corrupting? Why marijuana is corrupting? And now do you see why music is corrupting? Even nice music, see? Even religious music is corrupting if it comforts you as you are. See, if you're a husband, you're a little weak. See, you don't stand for principle. You don't have honor. See, you're not there for your kids and for your wife. Then if someone comforts you with nice music, see, it's a lie. See, and if you're a wife and you're bossy and willful with the kids and you secretly resent your husband and you talk a little bit behind people's backs, see? Well, and you're comforted by nice music, then it's a lie. It's making you feel good about yourself. See, if we're not right, we're not supposed to feel good about ourselves when we're not right. But now let's get back to what I had said earlier when I began reading a quotation. It was actually a quote from Goethe, that was being quoted by Viktor Frankl, a very, very famous man. I think he might have won a Nobel Prize, I think, something rather. Very, very famous man. He said, if we take people as they are, we make them worse. If we treat them as if they were what they ought to be, we help them to become what they are capable of becoming. That's very, very profound. See, that's why I get on the O and I talk. See, I'm talking to you, to your soul. I'm talking to you, to the part of you, see, that would like to be right. See, you'd like to be right. You'd like to be patient. You'd like to have love. You'd like to not be resentful. See, you'd like to, but you don't quite know how. See, and some people just, you know, they think, well, I'm no good, and I'm no good in this and that. See, but if someone comes to me and says, I'm no good, blah, 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 it just goes in one ear and out the other. And then I talk about these matters spiritual. See, I talk about repentance, see, about regretting our selfishness, see. And how you cannot change yourself. See, that's the other thing. We try to change ourselves. Either we put on a mask, we put on an act, we act nice, we dress nice, we sing nice songs and blah, all that stuff. And inside we feel like a fraud, see. All it does is make us guilty. Then other people go to the other extreme. See, people are always making the mistake of going to the extreme. So they go to the other extreme, and then they get down in the gutter and hang around with lowlifes with whom they feel more comfortable. See, then they become an honest drunk. So they go from church to the bottle, and then from the bottle back to church again. And you see how that works? Well, there has to be a middle ground. There has to be a way that you can see yourself as you are and not like yourself as you are. You see the selfishness. You see the bossiness, the phoniness, the sneakiness. So you see yourself manipulating people. You see it. You don't like it, but you don't know how to change yourself. Well, that is honest. See, and you aspire to be better. See, then you hear somebody like me. Somebody like me. So I'm talking to your soul. See, never mind what you did. Never mind could have been or should have been, or never mind all that. Sit quietly and listen. And see that there has to be a way that you can observe yourself as you are without resenting what you see about yourself, without trying to change it. See? And amazingly, that's how you can change, by the grace of God, in the light of God. I'll be right back. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to do The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Pastor Roland. We're talking about spirituality. Yes, indeed, there is a power. See, the gospel really does have a power, but I think it's Paul who talks about what shall be in the latter days, when he said there's a form of Christianity that has the appearance of Christianity but lacks the power. Now, where is that power? That power is God has the power. God has the power to change you. But how is he going to change you? Not from the outside, from the inside. He changes you from the inside. So look, if you can hear what I'm saying, see, and you kind of sense that it's right. Now, how do you know that it's right? See, how do you know, how do you sense that what I'm saying is right? I'm here, I'm just talking. You sit there, you're sitting there quietly, and your soul is listening. See, of course, you know, the bad guy, the guy with the horns, see, he might be there listening too. See, and how does he get inside of us and talk to us from within with voices and what have you, and fools us and leads us astray all the time, leading us astray? How? Because we fell to hate, most likely, hate. Hatred of father, hatred of your mother, hatred of your brother or other people, resentment. See, rage. See, that's how he gets in. See, so he doesn't like what I'm saying, but your soul likes what I'm saying. So you sit there quietly, and so my question to you is, how do you know that what I'm saying is true? How do you know? It's because the light, the God's light, see, your soul sees in God's light. In God's light, you can see that what I'm saying is true. Just like when other people talk and they say something, well, it doesn't sound, there's something about it that's just not quite right. It may sound good on the surface, but something's not quite right. See, it's called intuition. It's from God. See, common sense, intuition, conscience, those are all the same thing. It's different levels and different ways of saying the same thing. It's God's light. God's light in which your soul can see. Now look, so what I was saying is that that's why it's good that I come on the radio and I talk about these things. Because it helps you to wake up. See, if you what happens to us. See, here's there's a lot of, it's amazing that we get that we're able to be saved. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. What does it say in heaven? There's more joy in heaven. See, among the angels, one person who repents than of, what, thousands don't have to repent? But I don't know where that thousand are, because it seems to me like we all do. So, now I lost my train of thought. Oh yes, I was going to say, it's good that I come on the air and talk, because you can hear that I'm coming from a good place. You can hear that I'm coming from a good place. And that's good. You see, when I answer people's questions, if people call up with questions on the air, or if people come on the internet with questions, a lot of times it's, frankly, the questions are not that good. You know, they're kind of like, I can't even give you an example, but they're little piddly things. They're just not that good. They could Google it on internet. They could Google search it, or ask a friend or colleague and get a decent answer. But I like to talk about these spiritual things. I love talking about these spiritual things. And so it's best that I just talk about them without being interrupted with silliness and foolishness and distractions. Now I'm done. After you hear my program, well, then you can go to my website. Actually, I have several, you know, blogs, each one devoted to, I have one for relationships. I have one for anger management. And I have my talk to a pastor where people can ask me questions, and I've got our 24/7 resource center. I've got all those. You can go and read the things I have to say, but now it's good to just sit quietly and listen to me. I'll be right back.
Ho, ho, ho!
No, this is not Santa, this is Roland. But I'm here because Santa wants me to tell you about an exciting new book for parents called Santa's Take on Parenting. Santa knows that parents are looking for new positive parenting tips to help them with their kids. You know, discipline, foot dragging, whining, not wanting to go to bed, and other typical kids' issues. Well, Santa's Take on Parenting contains over 24 Santa-approved parenting strategies you'll want to try. So, do yourself or someone else a big favor and get Santa's Take on Parenting. It's a fun read, and it leaves you with the warm and fuzzies. Go to talktoapastor.org and look for the picture of Santa and Mrs. Claus. This commercial was approved by Santa Claus. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome. My name is Roland. I'm Pastor Roland, and I hope you enjoyed that little announcement. Yes, I have the most wonderful book called Santa's Take on Parenting. It is so good. See, you remember the quote that I gave from Viktor Frankl, or from Goethe, read by Dr. Viktor Frankl. He said, if we take people as they are, we make them worse. If we treat them as if they were what they ought to be, we help them to become what they are capable of becoming. See? So my book, Santa's Take on Parenting, is so good. It's a Santa story for adults. It's a fun read. Your kids can read it too. They'll understand it better than you do. But it's got over 24 tips for parents. See, a lot of parents, you know, you go out and you listen to these all these so-called experts. The latest thing is this behavior modification, you know. Have you heard that one? It's what do they call that? Transform your kids. I forget what it is, but it's behavior modification. It's using crude behavior modification techniques. See, there's no love in it. It's canned. The minute you start applying these things, yeah, it might work. It might work, but there's no love in it. In the long run, it's not going to be helpful. Because there's no love in it. There's no understanding in it. See, Santa, in my book, Santa. All a kid needs to do is to be around Santa. Santa doesn't even have to say anything. Santa and Mrs. Claus don't have to use any techniques. See? They just are. If you could just learn that, parents, if you could just learn to be more patient with your kids and just be. They don't need you to do anything to them. Everybody's trying to do something to them. Just be. Okay? Just be. All right, it's tough for kids nowadays. It's tough. And you fathers, see, you fathers, don't get me started. You better get my book, Santa's Take on Parenting, because Santa and Mrs. Claus, Santa has a twinkle in his eye. They know how to deal with these issues. They know how to deal with chores and homework and all these things. So you should get the book. Go to www.talktoapastor.org. Remember, when you go to talk to a pastor, it's with an O-R-G, okay? All right, so where were we then? Yeah, so Santa talks to them as if they already knew. When he's explaining something, he explains it as if the child already knew and just needed to be reminded, see? He talks to them as it already knew and just needed to be reminded. And then all of a sudden the child said, oh, I see, I get it. See, it gives the child the space to get it instead of having it rammed down their throat or pushed upon them, or, you know, instead of bribing them or punishing them or using behavioral modification techniques on them, for God's sakes. See, just little bit of patience and a little bit of love. Some of you may have been lucky to have a really good grandma. I don't know if they're still around. Good grandpa. I don't know if they're still around now. I see a lot of grandmas and grandpas buying lottery tickets and getting on the bus to go up to the casino. See, these are the elders of our community. They're the ones with gray hair that are supposed to be wise. And they're getting on the bus with chunky jogging shoes on and baseball caps to go gamble. Ladies and gentlemen, I shall be right back. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's RolandTrujillo. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor. I'm your host, Pastor Roland. Listen in every week at this time to Talk to a Pastor. Visit my website, talktoapastor.org, or our 24/7 self-help resource center, which is www.commonsensecounseling.org. Lots of really good resources. Most are free. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.